Bush.
Bring it on over, boo.
In New York.
Bring that purple dick to New York.
Jason Ellis is on Faction.
Yeah. Speaking of purple dicks, you don't know that I had a purple dick, but I don't have a purple dick anymore, so now if I pulled it out, it would just be a white dick, and you've probably seen a couple of those. Am I right?
I've seen a couple.
Well, you got a cute... dick. What was that? That was...
I said I love white dick.
You don't like black dick. You're African, right?
I'm West Indian and African American, so no, I don't...
What's West Indian? West Indian. What is a West Indian?
I don't know. Get my mom on the phone. She can...
What's an Indian? Like
isn't
an Indian?
That, isn't that like Barbados or that area?
Like I would assume, but...
Yeah,
not,
it's like the West Indies. She's not technically India, but...
What's your name? Paris what?
Paris Pirelli.
Paris Pirelli?
Yes, I love the tire.
You love the tire?
Yes.
What does that mean?
The race car tire.
Oh, Pirellis?
Pirellis.
Yeah. Do you got Pirellis on your car?
Currently don't have a car. I live in New York.
No, Red Dragons. You don't have a car? What do you do?
Besides porn?
Yeah.
Nothing. Just sit at home and hang. Travel.
How long have you been a girl?
Started at 16.
You're really good at sounding 23. Like one. 23. So you take pills and you have massive boobies.
Yes.
That look really real, like real boobies.
Thank
I've
you.
Seen them.
You've seen them?
Yeah, I checked you out.
Okay. A lot better in person.
Are they?
Yes, they are.
Oh, then. Go on.
Oh, everyone's hey. Just staring. I guess why not?
Wow. Those are massive, I would say massive black titties is what I would say. Does that offend you or is that okay?
No, it's fine.
Massive black. I like your massive black titties. I can barely, I'm a little bit speechless, Rumble. They were pierced black titties.
They were.
Pierced, yes.
And you've got pierced lips too.
I have a lot of things that are pierced.
Yeah? What else have you got holes in?
There's one that, I forget what it's called, but it's kind of back there by the balls.
You pierced your taint?
Yes.
Oh!
Wow. Sounds painful.
Remember when a dude came in on the show when we were like nighttime guys and pierced his taint in the studio? Were you there for that?
No, I wasn't.
You weren't there. I just remembered on a flashback. Some fucking dude came in on my show, a bunch of tattooed dudes and stuff, and a guy had a couple beers and he sat on his back on a chair and did the splits, and another guy pierced his fucking taint on the radio.
Ouch.
Hey. Man, we've come a long way. So now you pierced your taint, and you are a transsexual post-op.
Yes.
Which means you have a pee-pee still.
I still have it.
You have a massive pee-pee. I've seen a photo of it.
Very massive, 10 inches.
You have a 10-inch penis when it's hard.
Yes.
When you take the pills, because you take... Do you take
I do take pills.
You seem like a girl to me.
Thank you, I am one.
Yeah, well then, good, I respect that. I understand the where you live in your mind.
Thank
and
you.
How everyone else sees it. It's unfair. You deserve to be a woman. You were born a woman with a penis.
Thank you.
But isn't it great that you can take pills and have operations now in this lovely world where you will be a woman someday, correct?
Very soon, hopefully.
You're going to have the whole thing cut and turned into a vagina?
Very soon, hopefully.
And
I will still do porn.
And you cannot wait.
And I can't wait.
Because then you'll be a complete woman.
A complete woman.
And you will look in the mirror and you'll be like, fuck yeah, this is what I was supposed to be when I was born. Fucking took forever.
Well, I'd just be happy to play with my new pussy.
Right. Though that's a question I have. If you play with your new pussy, can you have an orgasm? Do they design it like that?
I believe so, yeah. Some doctors can.
Man, you gotta love doctors, don't you?
Yeah, well, that's technology.
That is, shout out to technology, because you deserve to play with your pussy. You're a fucking chick. It's not fair. Imagine if you had a vagina, raw dog.
Yeah.
How would you feel about that?
Well, I would hope that it could at least, like, get something out of it, right? I mean...
Well, that's a half-full approach. I like that. But I'm just saying right now, if you went to the bathroom and all of a sudden you had a vagina, you would be a little bit sad today, right?
If I suddenly had no penis,
yeah.
This would be a bad day for me.
Well, let's try to understand where Paris Pirelli's coming from.
I do.
All right?
I do understand that.
All right. So we have a game today where Paris Pirelli's going to be... I thought we were playing Twister because I lost a game, a bet with a friend of mine who knows Foxy.
Okay.
He had to take a $100 bill off Foxy's penis with his mouth.
Wow.
And he was watching the fights, the UFC fights with me, and we made a bet on my website together. I was on live or whatever, and I said the loser should play Tranny Twister, because that's a game that I thought of. But I thought it would be a Twister board, and you and me would play Twister.
Oh, sounds fine.
See, I'm not really that. I don't have a problem with people who have penises or they don't have penises. It don't really bother me. I'm happy like everybody. But a lot of people think it's a big deal if Raw Dog loses here and he has to grab your junk, Raw Dog's going to be very weird about that.
Why are you going to be weird about that?
I think
film yourself.
I think touching a penis, whoever it's attached to, would make me feel weird.
Mm. What if the penis has some good big breasts?
What about that? Yeah.
I've already touched a tranny's breast, remember? I had to get bit by a snake when that happened. So this is an upgrade.
Huh. I actually had an experience when I was 17 where a tranny, believe it or not, an African-American transvestite from Amsterdam, prostitute, tried to put his penis in my behind.
Oh,
and
wow.
I didn't know that he was a girl. That he wasn't a girl. Yeah, and then I was like, because I didn't know what he was trying to do. And then I thought she was trying to finger me, and I was like, I don't want a finger in my ass. I'm paying you because I want to have sex. And then I turned around, and I was like, oh, whoa. And I was like, I didn't say anything tougher. I'm not a tough. I was like, oh, it's okay. I just want to go. And then I left, and I came out, and it was like, no big deal. But then later on, I was a little freaked out about it. It took me a while to get over it. But when you're young, you don't understand. You know what I mean? It was a weird thing for me. I was like,
well, now everyone's trying things every day now.
They are. Yeah. And you would know. You're on the streets. You're saying that your average man
that's straight.
Straight.
Likes to expand their horizons.
Likes a girl like you.
Yeah.
And this happens to you on a regular basis. Straight guys are in there. And what do you, because you take the pills to be a woman, you're very womanly. You're saying you have a 10-inch boner.
Well,
do you
yes.
get it? Do you still get, can you get a 10-inch boner today?
Yes, I can. Depends on how turned on I am.
But when you're turned on, do you get a full erection?
Yes, I do.
And do you rail straight dudes with it?
If they want me to.
Do they?
Most of them do.
Most of them do. See, that's...
Yeah. It's weird for me because I'd expect a man to want to, I guess, rail me.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They come in and they automatically bend over and I'm like, whoa, where did this go?
Yeah. It seems like... yeah, because I feel like... Because one of my ex-girlfriends, like, she shoved her finger in my butt and I was like, man, I don't really... I want to like that because I want to do new things, but it's like reverse awesome. I wasn't really that into it. 10 inches. Doesn't that like freak a dude out? Doesn't that like, can't you break a guy with that?
Yeah.
So you got to take it easy, right?
Very.
Man, and that happens to you all the time.
All the time.
See, I feel like you hear that story and you're like, yeah, sure, whatever.
No,
but it really is the case.
All the time.
No, I feel like that's completely true.
Well, good for you if you can get it in there. Congratulations. Anyway, we're going to play a game. Are we ready to play this game?
Yeah.
We're going to play a game, ladies and gentlemen, and it is called Tranny Twister.
Reuniting with a tranny's giant black cock that could make him cry again.
Face off with past indiscretions. Jason Ellis, Tranny Twister.
I didn't want to mention the bit to Paris Pirelli that... When I went back to, when I got back from Amsterdam, I told my girlfriend that I cried when I told her the story. Because he did have his knob almost in there, like I kind of had suction in my ass. So I kind of did get fucked in the ass by a black dude. And I was only like 19, so that shit fucked with my head, Paris Pirelli.
Sorry.
I bounce back now. If you try to fuck me in the ass now, if I tried to get you as a prostitute and you try to fuck me, I'd be like, oh... That's cool, and then I just wouldn't even bring it out to anybody. I'd just move on. Because I'm pretty tough.
It would be our little secret.
I've seen some shit. I'm mellow. You know what I mean? I just put my dick on a gay dude this morning.
Wow.
Yeah. Not in, just on him. On his leg. Just leaned it on his leg.
Just laid it on his leg.
Yeah.
That's cool. How did he feel about that?
He was super into it. He took a photo of it, and he wanted to make a Christmas card of it. I think he's going to jack off about it, too. But I don't mind. See, bitches who suck cock over here, white power guy, is all weird about, oh, God, a gay guy's going to jack off to a picture of your dick.
No.
Hey, the load ain't hitting me in the face, asshole. It ain't that big of a deal.
It's the cock Christmas card more than they
have. So, well, if he has a cock Christmas card and he shows it to all his gay friends and they all jack off, everyone, I'm supposed to be offended by that?
You should be happy they're getting off to you.
That's what I'm talking about. I want everybody to want to fuck me. I want to be loved by the fucking entire world. Why don't you see that? Closed off to half the universe with your, you don't want dudes to fucking jack off about you. I want all kinds of dudes to jack off on me.
That's a button.
I'm just trying to help him.
Right.
Jingle berries out. They're fucking short for material.
Jason Ellis, Granny Twister.
Oh, wait a minute. That already happened. Right, so bitches that suck cock, why don't you grab a microphone and explain the rules?
Bitches are quid pro China. Bitches are quid pro China. Yellow show producer. Stretch is a bitch who sucks cock with his vagina.
Alright. Are we going to bring her over there or bring her... Are you going to come over
well,
here?
Well, I think it doesn't really matter where she... I think the we play the game and then we go over to her.
Yeah.
And we grab what we're supposed to grab. Because what I thought was we had a Twister board and I was going to play...
Play Twister with
but
her.
But the rules are...
The rules are she is the Twister board.
Right. So you're saying whatever it says on the board when we spin for it, if it says titty, ass, pee-pee...
This is where it's going to be bad. Okay.
Did you put makeout on there?
No.
Pussy.
I didn't do that. There's bad shit on here.
Raw Dog is not gay.
Okay.
Raw Dog just sighed so hard right there. A legitimate sigh. All you people out there that think he's a gay guy because he sounds like a pussy. Okay. Yeah, he's not trying to be disrespectful, but he does not want to make out with Paris Pirelli. Man, I just saw you take huge sigh of relief right there. But the reason he's worried about making out with you, because I know he wouldn't mind making out with you if nobody knew about it, but he didn't want to make out with you because people think that he could be potentially gay because he's not a tough guy. Because people don't understand that if you're not tough, you can still be gay. Mayhem's gay. He's the fifth toughest person in the world. That guy is a fucking gay guy.
Mayhem?
Yes. He fucking is. Come on, look at him. What the fuck's going on?
There is that
How are you so witty and humor? Fuck off, you're gay.
There's that whole I have a crush on Dungy thing, though.
But I don't.
You don't have a crush on Dungy?
No, I don't.
Let me ask you this, Paris. If you were to say this about a man, what would you think that he means?
As far as athletes I've ever met, he's like an incredibly nice-looking guy.
Mm.
I meant he looks like a nice guy. He's a nice-looking guy.
That's
like
not what you meant!
Sure? Yeah.
Right, so and I understand why Raw Dog doesn't want to make out with Paris Pirelli, because out of the three men in the studio, Raw Dog's the gayest one. We've got kids. We've got proof.
Right.
You don't have any sort of, like, on paper.
I don't have, a little card I can show
you. Yeah. Show me. You know me.
We were straight at one point.
I've got exhibit A and B. You got an A and B, too,
yeah,
right?
A and
yeah,
B.
Yeah, yeah. Hey. You're fucked. So you can't make out with her.
That's not on here, though. I'll tell you what's on here.
I think he's afraid to make out because he might get an erection.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's and then cool. If you're turned on, then, you know, the whole statement you just made about the guy might...
If you make out with a guy and he doesn't know that you were a guy or that you have a pee-pee and
it's
he gets
happened.
An erection, is he gay?
No, he's not. Because if you look like a woman, you act like a woman, then to me you are one.
Yeah, you look like a woman to me.
Thank you.
There you go.
She looks like she's got soft lips.
Very soft.
Is that because of the hormones or were you naturally
natural.
Lippy?
Natural lippy. Yeah. Lippy. Yeah. They used to say DL back in high school.
What does that mean?
Dick second lips.
Yeah. I should have known that.
So the game, we don't have the spin wheel, but I took everything that would go onto the spin wheel and put it into a bag.
Bag. Wow.
And I'm just going to pull them out.
Big budget, the Jason Ellis Show.
Yeah. We're
it's
on the
in
road,
a
too.
Fucking donut bag.
Yeah.
Instead of a wheel, we have a donut bag.
Breakfast combined with the fucking
Train for
Twister.
One. Well, thank you, MacGyver.
And since it is like Twister, once we pull it, it can go back in, so you can get the same one over and over. You can get right hand to left.
Let's fucking do this, bitch flaps.
All right, so,
Jason Ellis Tranny Twister.
Are we going
to get there? To Jason Ellis's Chair Tranny Twister. I'm your host, Jason Ellis.
Hell yeah! And we're going to go to you fall over, or like you can't do it.
What?
We're going to go till you fall over, right?
I will fucking bend fucking Paris over and fuck her in the ass.
Wow.
You guys are going to lose for
That's
sure.
That's not in the bag.
Not in there?
Not in the bag.
Once again, you guys are pussies.
But do we need her underwear?
What happens if you lose this game? How do you lose?
When he falls over, it's over. Okay. You know, I mean, we go till he crashes and burns.
No, when you lose, it goes to a new game.
Oh, the new game's going to suck.
Nah, the new game's awesome.
And we'll just pull him out of here and go. So
let's do it.
Do we need her in her underwear?
Yes.
For this?
Yes.
All right. So that's what I mean. Do you want to do it over there by you? We have more room and we can shoot over there.
Get over here and show me your sweet ass. Jason Ellis, Granny Twister. Here we are with Paris Pirelli. Massive titties. Massive.
She does have large breasts.
Man, that is the gayest way to say it.
Large breasts. Do we want to go... just so you know, too, the way we're doing this, normally on Twister, you have left foot, right foot, left hand, right hand. Since we're standing...
I've never played Twister.
Yeah, she's going to be standing. So we're going left hand, right hand, and nose. Those are the three. That's where the Twister is.
Oh, there's a nose.
Yeah,
good.
Is in there.
Oh, maybe you will get me out of the game.
So, yeah, there's a chance if you figure out...
Hey, say no more. So, who's up first?
Who's going first?
We got,
She's ready to roll.
I told you.
Without heels?
Yeah.
5'11".
Yeah. It's a big bitch.
Yeah. She's 5'11". All right, I'm going to pull the first one. Are you going? And is Raw Dog playing you, or are you going solo? How are we going?
I thought all three of us are playing.
I thought it was
How are you
year?
Out of the game? I love how you did Tranny Twister. Oh, I'm not going to be in
it's
the game.
It's going to be hard for three people. For
it's
four
gonna
people.
It's going to make this extremely difficult.
To be right there.
Oh, then it's me and Raw Dog.
Wait,
I'll jump in.
No, well, if it doesn't work for three, then it's two.
All right.
I say it's either one or three. I think we can do three people.
Fine, let's go. I'm in. I'll put my face right in a tranny crutch. I don't even care. Are you ready? I'll pull the first one.
Do you find this offensive when he says shit like that? You have to share my microphone. That one doesn't work. It's a voice machine.
No, I don't find it offensive at all.
Right, you're used to that kind of shit?
I'm used to a lot of crazy shit.
See? All right, well, we'll just pull the... Someone's going to have to pull the card then. I'm going to need Colin here to pull cards if I'm in. So Colin's going to need to be here to pull the card and drop it back in. Colin, you're going to have to pull the cards and read out the directions because we're all three in on this.
The backbone of radio faction.
All right, so one at a time, and then once you read it, you can drop back in the bag and another person can get the same card.
Switch spots.
Yeah, we're going over.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on, Ron on, motherfucker!
Alright, how do I determine who's gotta go?
You open the bag and Raw Dog takes it, right?
Else, go first, I'll go second, Raw Dog third.
Okay.
Who's first?
You!
Oh, okay, I'm first, yeah.
Right hand, right boob.
All day, motherfucker.
She's gonna have to be still at one point.
My hands are sweaty.
And cold?
Who's up second?
I'm up.
Nose to crotch.
Oh, you fucking cuck!
Oh, hang on a minute. Do I have to keep my hand on the?
One nose to crotch.
It's a real titty. I'm just getting a free one. Is this cheating? I'm just holding the titty.
You're gonna get another one next.
Hold on, Raw Dog. You're about to be really stoked. Left hand cup balls.
Hey! Get up there, Rumble. Wait a minute. Hang on a minute. How come his nose is off her pussy? I mean, her dick. He's got a dick on his face. And you've got to grab his chin. Cup his fucking balls, asshole. How long does it take? That's a nice tattoo you've got there on your ribs. You look like a girl in the middle bit, too.
Alice, mate, I hope there's room down there. You're up. It's left-hand taint.
Left-hand taint?
Yeah, you got your right hand on the
titty. How can you fucking put taint in the mix, dude?
Hey.
God, look. I'm not going to be on the mic anymore. I'm coming up the back of the yard. Whose hand is that? Right, I've got my finger in her taint. It's kind of like in your eye.
Stretch, you're up next, man. Left hand, left boob.
Oh, I've got to tell you, the ass and the taint, my finger's in her ass, kind of. Feels like a chick's
Raw
ass.
Raw Dog, left hand, left butt cheek.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I get to move my left
Just,
hand.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah. Oh, good.
Jason Ellis, nose to cleavage.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't have to take my hand. My finger can be out of her ass, right?
I think
no,
so.
No, but you.
It's not. It's in her ass still.
Now
I'm cheating. Now this is cheating.
Okay.
This is cheating for sure. My wife they taking photos of this shit.
That's
is that fucking cheating on my wife with a black train?
Make Ellis, make room. Stretch nose to left boob.
Oh, thank God.
Wait a minute. Get your... Do not touch your fucking cheek on my cheek. I will fucking choke you.
Raw dog. Right hand to crotch.
Again?
That's my crotch.
I'm watching him do it. Okay. I'm watching him do it.
Here you go. Right hand to crotch.
He's cupping a...
Okay.
I'm, like, squeezing your tits now. How's that?
Fucking play with a nipple and shit.
Full on cheating right now.
Ellis, mate.
Yeah.
Are you up?
Yeah, hurry.
Nose to ass.
Oh, come on.
And don't move that hand or you lose.
Stretch.
And don't touch my hand.
Stretch your up nose to nose.
Nose to nose. Oh, God.
My fucking face is in her ass.
Raw dog, left hand to crotch.
I
think you just got that.
Both my hands are under crotch.
Finger in your ass while my nose is in it.
All right, Ellis, mate. Right hand, left butt cheek.
I'm DPing her with my finger and nose. What?
Right hand to left butt cheek, Jason.
Now I'm like trying to get my face.
Stretch nose to right boob.
As I squeeze her tits.
Oh!
Get your fucking beard off my hand, you creep. I'm spinning in her ass.
Raw dog, left hand to right boob.
What?
Left hand to right boob.
Don't touch my fucking hand.
Right boob, that's your left boob. That's
touch
right
my
boob.
Head, motherfucker.
All right, we're out of stuff in the bag.
Yeah, keep going.
Just keep going? All right, hold on.
I don't want to play. What are you talking about? Get my fucking gun with
us. Ellis, mate, nose to cleavage. Ellis, mate, nose to cleavage.
Oh, yeah, because my face is there.
No, I'm not going where he is.
You can't move.
Okay, you have to go around.
Yeah.
Okay, Jason's out.
Not putting my face on Stretch's face. I don't give a fuck who
wins.
These
two, are they going to keep playing?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, we've gone through the whole bag. Nobody's...
Oh, well, then I lost.
Okay. Nobody's back down.
And there it is. Welcome to another edition of Tranny Twister, everybody.
Wow.
I didn't grab your penis.
At one point, I had both my hands on your penis.
Yeah.
Me and Colin just looked at each other like, oh, that won't be on the show later on. We won't use any of that audio.
I can't see that happening.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Where do we go?
Thank you for being a good sport.
Always.
Man, your tits are awesome.
Thank you.
I would completely fuck you, but you got a penis. I can't get in. When your vagina thing and my wife leaves me, I'll fuck you.
Okay.
I mean, if you would let me, I'm not trying to say, like, you want to, I'm just saying.
I'll book
you
on.
You can turn that camera.
You book me in?
Yeah.
Do you like fucking people when you're not in porn? Because you're in porn, so you get railed all the time, right? Don't you get sick of it?
Not really.
You're horny all the time?
Yeah.
You like to bang people all the time?
If you look at my Twitter, I'm always tweeting that I'm horny.
And are you fucking little innocent white dudes all the time, or... Because that sort of seems to be your usual...
Sometimes, yeah.
That's usually who gets it, right?
That's who gets it.
So you spend your time fucking straight guys?
Straight.
In the ass. Straight white guys?
All the time.
What's the size of white guy you look for? Is it a little guy like Raw Dog, or a little bit bigger like me, or massively fat and on steroids like Stretch?
From 5'8". And
you're fucking him. You're fucking her.
He would be fucking me.
Right, so hey, come on the microphone. You're a straight guy. You got tattoos on your face and shit. You look like that one dude... Like, you could hang out with that one dude on my bicycle guy.
Come over here, bro. You can stay. You can stay.
Yeah, yeah. And a pierced face as well. Seems like, what do you got a camera? So you've had you got a job and shit? You know how to operate a camera?
Yeah, I take care of the website.
You take care of a website? Bit of a businessman.
Trying to be.
Like a pimp, kinda. You're pimping out black trannies.
I don't know what
that's what's going
about.
On right now. That's who you are.
Red hoping a black friend gets rich.
Right, and she's your girlfriend.
Yes.
And you live with her.
Yes.
And are you a gay guy?
Don't consider myself to be. No.
Have you had sex with a guy who isn't a girl?
Nope.
So you only like. What about other trannies? You had sex with other trannies?
Just answer.
Yeah.
That's a yeah. What with her? Or before her?
Before her.
And you bumped it. You're in the same scene and you met each other.
Yeah.
Through that. And now did you have a relationship with any others, or this is the first time you had a relationship?
Two relationships.
Right.
This is by far the longest.
How long's it been?
6 years.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, this is fucking real. Real yeah. love, and it's working out. 6 years. Hey, that's, what is it? One more year's the fucking, the backbreaker. Yeah. Me and my wife just got past that one.
We're trying to.
Yeah, it's not easy.
It's a hard, her lifestyle is a hard one to have to deal with.
Yeah, you gotta watch her do it.
You have to be able to handle it.
And you're the business, you sort of handle the business side a little bit, so you are probably in the room watching her.
He records it all.
And you're saying when she likes to have sex with other guys when she's not at work, and you're okay with that?
It's a job. She has to promote herself, do what she has to do to get to the top. There's so much competition. She has no choice.
But you respect all the ambition there. I mean, that's cool.
Because the pawn game is way tougher now, right?
Very.
When I wake up in the morning, she's there. That's what matters.
Yeah. 6 years in the game, obviously, you love her, and you're not a gay guy, but you do have a thing for transvestites. What about, because she said she wants to get her pee-pee cut off. Is this a better day for you or a worse day?
It doesn't matter to me either way. But
you're falling in love with the person inside.
I prefer her to do it because I know that will complete her, so she'll be in her own mind.
That's right.
She's finished.
And then I can move on to girl on girl.
Then you want to do stuff with girls.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Then you want to do stuff with girls as working and not deal with dudes all the time.
Oh, no, I don't mind dudes, but I prefer to move on to women.
Because that's sort of, if you can pull that off, that's the better career for porn stars, right?
Yeah.
Is it like, what is that? Because I feel like once dicks are involved, it's sort of a nastier sport, right? Because I know a lot of, because I have penthouse pets and all those kind of like models where they do girl on girl. I'll say, so you're in porn. They're like, well, I do girl on girl. And I'm like, you're having an orgasm on fucking TV with somebody else doing something to you. Like, because there's a dick involved, all of a sudden that makes it more nasty or something, but that's something that you're actually saying you would try. It's an easier job or something, is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I prefer to, whenever I do, go the full way, to sit there and lick vag and finger it and do all the easy stuff instead of always getting fucked or fucking.
Because
it's easier.
Okay. Way easier.
It's a way harder job for the man.
Yeah.
In every, and even more so, If you're not just a guy who has to get it up all the time, but a guy who has to get fucked in the ass all the time, that's not a... You can't do that 3 times a day and just think it's all mellow.
Well, I can do it a lot.
Those guys go for it, too. Everybody in porn doesn't... they all fuck really mean. Like, that's the game plan. Like, everyone... You know what I mean? I've had sex with porn stars before. It's like it brings it out of you. All of a sudden, I'm fucking... some choke and spit on face guy. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, you like that big dick, don't you? I'm like, what the fuck? And who said?
Why did I say
when
that?
The fuck did my dick become a big dick, don't you? Like, dude, why can't you be nice to the vagina? All of a sudden, I'm like, yeah, take that load on the face. Like, all those hell of loads have to be on the face all of a sudden. So that's the way they're treated all the time. And then when they get guys out, they know who they are, so they want to be in their own little poem. They've got the balls to do it on camera. But they want to, when they get the porn star back, so all porn star's face is mean dick. Because I caress the dick when I don't caress the dick, wait. My dick caresses the vagina, like, I'm nice to my wife. I don't choke my wife, like, yeah.
Well, sometimes it's fine.
But yeah, but I would say 85% of the time, I'm nice to my wife's vagina.
But I think you might be nice while also, like, saying, like, weird things or not necessarily.
Well, we say weird things,
right,
too.
Right.
But I'm just saying, if that was the only way, if it was every time like that, dude, porn goes, soon as it's in, fuck them. I'm like, man, and that's like people with fucking Paris dicks, 10-inch dicks smashing people. You can't do that to normal people. So that's what I'm trying to say. It's a brutal sport. And make no mistake, it's a sport. If fucking golf and bowling is a sport, so is sucking a dick. Because it's an art form. Whenever you see anybody good at it, it's a game changer. It's not even my dick. I just see the video and I'm like, that chick is ridiculous at sucking dick.
You can compete at it. You can be better at it than somebody else.
They have the AVNs. Have you been nominated?
No.
Do they have a tranny section at the AVNs?
I believe they do.
And they get an award and shit?
Yeah. They throw us in with the regular people, the regular Joes.
Good. That's good. So you guys are together 6 years, and when you have sex with, because she gets a boner, Paris gets a boner, are you a dick-sucking kind of guy, or do you never do that?
No, he does.
I try to stay away from that.
You're not into it. You see her as a girl. Like, when you met her, you knew she had a penis, right?
Yeah. To give you a little story, when I was younger, I always liked lesbian porn with strap-ons.
Yeah.
It always turned me on, always.
Yeah.
So transsexuals are the same thing. I have that turn on to see them, but to actually have sex with her, it's still a man and a woman thing. I don't have this urge to be like, oh my God, you're hard as fuck. I need to get down there as quick as I can and stuff it down my throat. There's no need.
Not to mention, it's
10
inches.
For all that.
You gotta be out of, you know that big of a little, you're a little white guy. 10 inches will fucking destroy you. I don't give a fuck how long you've been in the game for. 10 inches. If I'm madly in love with you, I'm sorry, but I cannot get 10 inches of dick in my mouth or ass. I don't give a fuck how much I love you, Paris. If you're like, I love you, like, as much as I love my kids, I'm sorry, but it ain't going in there. God, you got dick, I could die. Ridiculous, that size. It's like you were born to have it cut off. You never get it the whole way in, right?
Yeah.
You do? Oh, God. You gotta get with some crazy.
But it's always a disaster.
Oh! We've got to bounce back from the way the interview's going now. Yeah. Let's take some
phone calls.
What's your Twitter account so people can follow you?
T.S. Paris Pirelli.
T.S. Paris Pirelli.
Yes.
At T.S. Paris Pirelli.
Any spaces or underscores or weird spelling, anything like that?
Huh?
Any underscores?
No, just at T.S. Paris Pirelli.
Awesome.
We'll take a photo with her and then we'll Twitter it on at AliceMate so people know what's up. Because we really appreciate you coming on the show and letting us touch your ass. I put my nose in your ass and I put my finger in your taint.
Felt really good.
Yeah, and I squeezed your titty. I pulled your nipple. Did you see that?
Yes.
Did you get offended by me pulling her nipple?
Don't bother me.
Right. What about if I sucked her dick? Would that freak you out?
It'd end up on the website.
Well, if I don't get a raise, maybe I'll tell you. Mitch, you're on the Jason Ellis Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
How's it going, Jason?
Hey, dude.
I just wanted to comment on Paris. Sitting here listening, and I just wanted to say her voice sounds like Serena Williams.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's got that sexy low tone to it.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. I mean, I feel like, because I know you've got a penis. But, I could cut my, like, if I'm not married or whatever, and you were blowing me, that would be awesome.
Oh, if I was blowing you, you wouldn't know I had one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right. That's the idea. Yeah.
I can tell you've got a boob job, but you look like a chick big time. Like, you're...
Thank you.
Your rib cage and shit is like a chick. I just saw your ass. You get away with it because you've got a girl's ass. Because black people always have big asses.
Well, I don't think I got that lucky, but I'm halfway there when it comes to the ass.
You're doing good for white guys. White guys think that that's an ass, right?
Yeah.
Right, dude? Yeah, you're into it.
I love her body.
There you go. I love that you love her. I'm happy. Don't you think it's a good thing?
Yeah, no, it's like an awesome relationship.
It's like just on the Our Cue this morning on the gay channel with Frank DeCaro, and somebody was saying how a lot of people listen to the show, they don't know about this shit existing. And they get all weird and say weird things, which make other people get uptight about it and have to say discriminating shit. It's not that big of a deal. Like, Paris is just a fucking chick that was born with a dick.
A chick with a dick.
Yeah, she's like dealing the best she can with her life, and people, what's your name, dude?
John.
People like John over here have no problem fucking her. And I love to know that John will fuck Paris. He's going to suck her dick. You sucked her dick.
No.
Not one time.
Not once. I don't.
It's a weird thing.
If I'm going to date someone, and if they want to be that type of person that wants to go down on me, it doesn't attract me.
See, that's
if you're going to fuck me, you're going to eat my ass and fuck me. So you're not going to suck my dick.
So does that mean when people are doing that, when you let people blow you, you're just doing it to please them?
Yeah, pretty much.
And as soon as they've done that...
Don't get me wrong, it feels good, but it's pretty much for their pleasure.
Right. And you had to deal with that your whole life.
Pretty much, though.
Give them the dick.
Give them the dick.
And all the rest of us in the so-called real world think that there's not anybody wants to touch your dick. If anybody's doing anything with you, it's a mistake. They didn't know.
That's not
an actual fact. Yeah. It's the complete opposite. It's fun to know.
I like it. Let's take some phone calls here. Jude.
Yeah,
Judd. Sorry.
Yeah, Judd. There you go. So I was just saying, a lot of times I go and get gas after work. And today when I was doing it, a lot of times what I'll do is I'll leave the passenger side door open and crank the radio a little bit and listen to you while I'm pumping gas.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you get some goofy looks. But I got to tell you, dude, today was the best. I'm cranking you guys playing Tranny Twister in the middle of this gas station. And these people are staring at me and they're trying to, you know, try to pretend like they're not listening to what I'm doing. And you know, it just was absolutely hysterical watching these, you know, bread and butter people trying to just keep their eyes on the gas tank while I'm listening to these dudes playing Twister with a tranny. It was
a great game,
funny, man.
And the kids can enjoy it, too. Yeah. That's the best thing about it.
Hey, screw the bread and butter people. They don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. So anyway, man, I love the show. I love what you're doing. Keep it up.
Thanks, dude. What's the bread and butter people? Who are they?
I think that's just like the normal people.
Oh.
Yeah. The stock people.
Craig, welcome to the show. You're on with Paris Pirelli.
Hey, I got a question for you, Paris. What are you going to do with the dick when you get it cut off?
Well, it's not really cut off. It's pushed in.
I knew that. Oh, it's turned inside out into a vagina, you dumbass.
Oh, okay. I was thinking maybe she'd like put it on eBay or take it to a taxidermist or something.
Yeah, yeah. No, you could turn it into an earring and John could wear it in his lip. Thanks, dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I see a lot of people. That's why I love these questions because people don't know that. Because you can get it turned into a vagina, and then the vagina is saying, if it's a good doctor, will work and you will masturbate and have orgasms.
Yeah.
Like a woman. Microchip technology. Aaron.
Hey, man. First time calling from Richmond. I was wondering, kind of a follow up on what he's already asked. Is it going to be, like, the same depth as a normal woman's vagina?
It's a good question.
It might be deeper, because I'm 10 inches.
Right.
I can't believe I'm going to hit this button, but I guess I have no choice.
Red Dragon!
She's going to have a 10-inch deep vagina. It's great news to all those 10-inch guys out there. John, I hope you're, aren't you excited, fucking... The new freshly installed vagina into Paris on this day?
I'll need about 2 more inches, but I'll deal with it.
But you got to be excited. I mean, because right now when you're fucking Paris, you're fucking in the ass, right?
Yeah.
So you can do both.
I got three holes now.
Red Dragon's to you, John. Pat.
Yo.
You got a question for Paris?
Yeah, I did. Hey, in high school, did you dress as a girl, too?
Yes, I was a woman in high school, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I went to high school with, his name was originally Ben, but he changed it to Summer.
Wow.
And, same type of deal.
No. Yeah. Well, that says, thanks for the call, very confusing, but that says a lot, because you were in school with, no boobies.
Well, I had boobs, little boobs.
Because you were taking the pills in.
Enough to grab.
Right, but I mean, I feel like that's a way harder, because now in the...
And a cheerleader at that, too.
You were a cheerleader?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, did people know that you were a guy?
Yeah, because when I first started high school, my freshman year, I went as a boy, and then came back the next year as a girl.
And you got in the cheerleading team? They let you in? As a girl?
That's a
cool school. Let me in until my boobs started growing bigger, and then they had to let me go.
Had to let you go from school?
Well, from school, I pretty much just stopped going after a while. It was ridiculous after the whole cheerleading incident.
Where did you get changed when you were a cheerleader?
In the same room with the rest of the girls.
And that was just the teachers?
They left me.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, this is awesome to know that the girls at the school were like, Paris is, she's a girl, she's got a penis, and you all got changed and you all... carried on like fucking idiots and talked about stupid shit and boys and stuff, and then you dance with your pom-poms and shit.
Yep.
Well, that's awesome to know that you lived that kind of life in school. I thought for sure it would just be like some lie that you had to...
I feel like not every high school would be that
don't you? Yeah.
Well, it wasn't that easy, trust me.
Right, because the football team would have been a little bit weird about you cheering for them, right?
Not so much the football team, the principal maybe, but not the football team.
Any people in school that were interested in you for being a chick with a dick?
I don't know.
Good answer.
It would be weird.
Can't believe I even asked it.
Mark!
Yeah.
Yeah,
tell us, man. Dude, if she gets her penis turned inside out, she said she can orgasm, right? If she does, gets a good doctor.
That's so what she said.
Is she going to blow like a white creamy load out of it, or is it going to be like some kind of squirt type?
Yeah. I want to say good question, but I don't think that that was a really good idea.
I think they don't they... Isn't like the prostate no longer working, so that I don't think there's any like anything like that coming out.
It should still come.
Technical. The technical answer there by Raw Dog. No, I don't believe there'll be any cum coming out of her fake 10-inch deep vagina. I hope that helps, dude. Thank you. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Any question you want right now about transsexuals will be answered by Paris Pirelli. JR.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Hey, man.
How are you?
I'm awesome.
I don't really have a question about transvestite. It's just funny because this is my friend's first time hearing your show, and you just see the fucking faces he's making. The shit is hilarious.
Tell him to get used to it. I'm just warming up.
He says he's just warming up. All right, y'all have a good show, Red Dragon.
Later, mate. Well, I really appreciate you coming on the show. Once again, your full Twitter so that people can follow you.
Yeah.
Let's do a photo right now. Come over here for a mega photo with my camera.
Do you just want me in my panties?
Get the website, too.
Yes, I do want you in your panties.
Panties.
It's only right, right?
Yep.
Is there any way that you can, like, hold my leg so I look like... What's that? You mean when you're, like, a commander of some kind? Stay over there. I'll come over there.
What position are you talking about? Well, you're a commander?
Yeah, I'm on the top of a mountain. What you mean?
You're an explorer.
How do we do it without it? Because you can't have tits in on the Twitter.
Oh, so she shouldn't be just in her panties.
I can cover.
What do you want to tell him?
My wife's gonna see this Twitter.
Yeah,
it's kind of cheat. Is it cheating?
I don't think so.
Just say okay.
All right. Okay. And taken.
One more.
All right.
One more.
We'll take. Okay. Yeah.
Got it.
It's probably a better one than he did. Let me see the photo.
There you go.
I don't think we can do it.
You don't like that picture?
I'm just grabbing your titty.
Here, have her, she can put her clothes back on.
Here,
and take
put it,
a picture
just do
there.
This. Just do it next to me. There you go.
Hold on, the camera. Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
Okay. And say cheese. Or don't. That's fine.
Right, don't say cheese.
I don't like to smile. I'm not a cheesy type
of person. Let me approve it. Man, she makes me look so white. Black people do that.
Yeah, you do look pasty there.
I look bad.
I look trash. I'm not using it.
Okay. We'll figure something out.
We will figure something out. In the meantime, we have a lot of stuff to get to now because the grabbing a man's penis... You grabbed that a couple times, right?
I did.
Right. I didn't grab it.
Both hands.
But you grabbed it.
Hands.
Both hands, you grabbed the balls as well. Yeah, it's very exciting. All right, one more time. The Twitter is?
T.S. Paris Pirelli.
T.S. Paris Pirelli. Thanks for being on the show.
No, thank you.
And I hope that your penis gets cut off and turned inside out.
I hope so, too.
Very soon. John, congratulations on your lovely girlfriend.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by.
After this, ladies and gentlemen, Moto News.
Moto News.
And
Moon News.
All right, fucking, yeah. Who cares? On the Jason Ellis Show.